Today on Dog Pound Report, we talk the newly released Browns preseason schedule. We hear from newest Cleveland Brown, Rob Housler, and Johnny Manziel lifts the spirits of a fan in need. This is Dog Pound Report.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin. Beside me, Nathan Zagura. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Master Sunday. The uniforms will be revealed in 2 days. It's an exciting time.
I think we're all pretty excited about the uniform. We're going to get to that in one moment, though. Let's start with our first trending topic. Big news this week. We now know what the Browns' preseason schedule will look like. Nathan, let's just kind of break this thing down, starting with Washington in week one.
So they're going to start off at home for 2 games in the preseason, then go on the road for 2, starting with the Washington Redskins, a rematch of last year's Monday night preseason game. That was the one where Connor Shaw threw the Hail Mary. The Browns almost stole it. A battle of second-year head coaches and Mike Pettine and John Gruden. A battle of quarterbacks trying to rehabilitate their image and their play on the field and Johnny Manziel and RG3. So a lot to digest right out of the gate in that first preseason game. Then they stay at home for Thursday night primetime national TV, the battle of Mike Pettine and Rex Ryan. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get a lot of good sound out of that one, I'm sure. And the whole nation will get to see the Browns there. Then you go on the road in the final tune-up, really week three, the big important one. Down to Tampa, get a little fun in the sun against the Buccaneers. Josh McCown returns to Tampa Bay for the first time. And that could feature Johnny Manziel against Jameis Winston, which I'm sure everybody in the media will be happy to see. And then the Browns wrap it up, going to Chicago, Soldier Field, to take on the Bears like they did a couple of years ago. If you remember, that was the game where Brian Hoyer had the good performance, ended up getting into the mix for the Browns. They go back there, take on the team under John Fox in his first season now as the Bears head coach.
All right, 3 things I notice here about the schedule. First of all, you've got the first 2 weeks at home. You're going to see a lot of Buffalo with the scrimmages that are going on against the Bills in Western New York. Then you get 2 games on the road away from home, so you can kind of really dissect and figure out exactly what you want to do with the roster. And no Great Lakes Classic. No Detroit Lions.
That's right. The Barge Bowl is off. No Detroit Lions. I am fine with that. It's good to see them go. I think adding Tampa, a road trip to Tampa, not bad for the players. And I think it's good, as you mentioned, get on the road there week three, that final tune-up, kind of just hunker down everybody together so they can decide what 53 men are going to represent the Browns week one of this season.
Speaking of schedules, it feels like just yesterday the Browns were wrapping up the 2014 season. They've already got a busy schedule coming up. Several players and coaches will be at the big uniform reveal this Tuesday night that you can see right here on News Channel 5 at 7:30. I know people are really excited about it. I'm excited. I want to see what it's all about. It's going to be a pretty good to-do. The players will report on April 20th. Kind of get to know me before the draft.
It's kind of get in there. This is an opportunity to get the new playbook for the offense. Get in there, do some workouts, some stuff in the classroom. No on-field organized activities at that time, though.
All right, we get to the draft, April 30th through May 2nd. Little bit of a different twist. You'll be in Chicago. Matt Wilhelm will be with you. Just your thoughts on that, going to Chicago and leaving New York.
I kind of wish it was in New York. I like that Radio City Music Hall. I think it has that feel, but I see what the NFL's trying to do. Branch out there, go to Chicago again. 10 new players hopefully coming to the Browns, 2 first-rounders, 10 picks overall.
All right, rookie mini-camps and then the regular mini-camps. How important is it for those rookies to get in there and just kind of get their lay of the land? I always call it freshman week. It's before the upperclassmen come back and the freshmen kind of get to feel Berea out.
It's huge, and it's not just the rookies who are drafted. That's where some guys who weren't drafted get invited and have an opportunity to impress. And some of the guys who took advantage of that last year, a guy like Taylor Gabriel, a guy like Robert Nelson. So you can find some gems in that mini camp. It's the first time to get in there, get on the field with the coaches. You got to see Isaiah Crowell for the first time last year, of course, Johnny. It's actually an exciting time. It's one of my favorite times. I had a good time watching that last year.
All right, for more on the schedule, make sure you go to clevelandbrowns.com. The Browns took a step towards filling a hole left by the departure of Jordan Cameron, signing tight end Rob Housler. Here's a look at what the newest Brown had to say.
What I've been hearing about is the momentum the city's been building, and I truly feel like you can feel that when you're here, and my talks with Coach Pat and Ray, man, it just felt like, you know, they got something going here that's not, you know, a flash in the pan. It's a process that is going to be enduring. So that's what it appealed to me a lot.
I had an opportunity to talk with Rob Housler Thursday on Cleveland Browns Daily, and he shared that he was being recruited by Baltimore and Cincinnati in the AFC North, but chose the Browns. And I like this guy, Andy. He's 6'5", 250, ran a 4.6 40, former third-round pick. And what I think free agency is all about is finding guys who are maybe in a scheme that didn't suit their skills when you know you can utilize them better than they were utilized before, and I think that's exactly what you have in Housler. This is a pass-catching move tight end. He's going to be flexed out a la Jordan Cameron. Not a big blocker, but this is a guy who can stretch the field vertically and make big plays, and I think that's what he's been brought here to do.
All right, he touched on this, and I want you to touch on it too. He talked about the process that they're trying to pull off in Berea to make this a long-term thing, and he wants to be a part of that. I thought that was pretty exciting to hear from Browns fans' perspective.
It is good, and knowing that he chose teams in the AFC North that have been to the playoffs and he wanted to be here with the Browns. So I think that it's important you get the buy-in. He was excited about the way John DeFilippo is going to use him, the new offensive coordinator. And to me, it's about opportunity with Hausler. From 2012 to 2013, these are his numbers. 124 targets, 84 catches, 871 yards. 2013, Jordan Cameron, 118 targets, 80 catches, 917 yards. Pretty similar numbers when given the opportunity. And Hauser's one of the best yards after the catch per reception tight ends in the entire NFL, about 5 per catch. So he's a guy you can get the ball to in space. He can make people miss. And I think he's going to add a lot to this team.
Where does he fall on the depth chart?
I think he's the starting, as of today, he is the starting move tight end. So where Jordan Cameron would have been last year, that's where Rob Hauser is going to be. I think Jim Dre, Gary Barnard stay in those same roles. It takes a little bit of the pressure off to get a tight end early. I still think they draft one. Hauser's on a one-year deal. Barnard's contract's up at the end of next year. But this is a guy that's going to come in and be that move tight end, that pass catcher. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people here with the Browns.
All right, Nathan, good stuff, especially in the tight end. We will be right back.
Coming up next, we spotlight the Browns' defensive line and hear how Coach O'Neill plans on stopping the run.